Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yeah, and this is the time of year you wear that tie. It's a bold, loving move.
I do. See, it's...
Is that a peacock?
Handcrafted. No, those are hands.
Oh, I'm sorry.
See, handcrafted. See what I did there?
I did.
Now I do have a son, Sam, who this tie was made a couple years ago by Adrian and Jack. Mm-hmm. But I have a son, Sam, who was born after this tie was made, and I haven't received a tie from him, so I feel like he's slacking a little bit on the Father's Day.
How old is he? He's like a year and a half.
He's a year and a half, but I mean, he needs to get to work, right?
All right, your chance to sound off live coming up. It's 515-282-9010. Have a couple of open lines right now. What do we want to talk about? Brooks Koepka? Who?
Who?
Brooks Koepka, he wins the U.S. Open in Wisconsin, and the dude once said he finds golf kind of boring, but he is the U.S. Open champ. And the Barnstormers see their three-month-long winning streak come to an end, but the Stormers still make the playoffs. 515-282-9010, your chance to sound off. The NCAA slaps Louisville's wrist for a sordid scandal. It's not Baylor bad, but it's dirty and disturbing. Louisville's former director of basketball operations allegedly arranged sex parties for players and recruits, many under 18 years old. Think about this. Strippers and prostitutes in a campus dorm room more than a dozen times over several years. For this, Louisville gets probation, loses four scholarships, and no Rick Pitino for five conference games. That's it. Pitino calls it unjust and inconceivable. Inconceivable? Pitino's reaction, that's inconceivable, or that he did not know. Even if you do believe a control freak like Pitino somehow had no idea these sex parties were going on for years, logic tells you it's because Pitino made it clear he did not want to know. And that's nearly as bad. The coach can't know everything, but he should know this. And if he doesn't, it still happened on his watch. The only way shady coaches will stay in the loop is if they are held accountable. The Barnstormers finally lost, but not before winning back thousands of fans and some hard-earned buzz. The Barnstormers made it hard for fans over the years, changing leagues, losing a lot. But spring and summer are more fun when the guys with goggles on their helmets win. And on a personal note, my son Colin's Little League career came to an end after 9 years, the past four on Mike Woody's Giants. This season ended with a championship, but Colin also loved playing when the Giants finished in last place. Woody and his assistants emphasized fun, laughs, and doing your best. I could not appreciate that more. I know when Colin looks back on his Little League years, he'll remember the times Coach Woody came to the mound to ask Colin about some cute girl in the stands, not the fact Colin was struggling and Woody was making a pitching change.
Man, that's a great story to lead into this one, Keith. We live in a crazy world of youth sports. You know that? I'm starting to see that with my kids. And when it comes to scholarship offers, the kids keep getting younger and younger. Earlier this week, Hawaii football offered a fifth grader a scholarship, 11 years old. Think about that. What were you doing when you were 11? I was excited to play battle ball during gym class, worried if it was pizza or Crispitos for lunch, and mad that mom wouldn't let me stay up late and watch the scary movie. The kid's name is Titan Lakaden, and when interviewed by a local Hawaii TV station, he said, quote, "It feels like a cinder block is on my shoulders." And that's the problem. This kid now has a target on him, 11 years old, and so much pressure to live up to those scholarship expectations. Now, the scholarship is non-binding, which means Hawaii can rescind the offer and say, no thanks, if Titan doesn't pan out. Lane Kiffin was one of the originators of this scholarship offering trend years ago. Kiffin, now at Florida Atlantic, has offered 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Heck, At Iowa State, Matt Campbell has offered a couple eighth graders, which now seems like nothing when we're talking about a fifth grader getting a scholarship offer. This is what Brian Ferentz has a problem with, not the amount of offers out to recruits, but the early offers, which are then rescinded because X recruit doesn't develop as the school hoped. And make no mistake, Iowa has offered ninth graders, so they're slowly getting in on the game as well. So how early is too early to offer a scholarship? Well, listen up, Campbell, Ferentz, McCaffrey, Prohm. My 20-month-old Sam is doing 20 push-ups a day, eats steak and prime rib for dinner four times a week, he takes baths and buttermilk, and is already on the juice. Apple juice. He's ready and waiting for the offer. Let's make it happen.
Looks like he's got a little bit of a flex pose there, too.
That's what he's going for.
Yeah.
Flexing. I think it was after the 20 push-ups.
Yeah, your kids aren't close enough to college yet where you realize how much your life's going to change when you start footing some of that bill. Well, you helped pay for your college, right?
I did, yeah, a little bit, yeah.
So you
Not
know.
All of it, but I did a little, yeah.
Yeah, you know what it's going to be like.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's get it started here with Kevin in Des Moines. Kevin, the U.S. Open today didn't have a lot of star wattage on the leaderboard. What did you think of the Open?
Kevin! He went to sleep, I guess.
Kevin, you still there? All right, we're going to have to drop off Kevin and see if Sam in Des Moines can talk to us. Sam, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm there.
Hey, what's
All
up,
right.
Sam?
All right, go ahead, Sam.
I guess it's kind of off topic because it's not in the season, but I was wondering how you guys thought about the upcoming Iowa State football season. I think they have at least a little bit of potential.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have some things to work on, but what do you guys think about it?
I agree with everything you said. I think that Iowa State fans, players, and coaches should expect at minimum 6 wins mm-hmm. in a bowl game. There's no reason to not win 6 games with the talent Iowa State has and with the expectations they've put in place.
They were in a lot of games that they lost last year. The biggest question mark is likely going to be the offensive line again. They lost a lot of starters off an offensive line that was probably average at best last year. But you look at the offensive starters they have returning. They're going to score a lot of points. And I honestly think that Cy-Hawk game in the non-conference
yeah.
is huge. Because if they go 3-0 in the non-conference, that means they need 3 Big 12 wins. But if they only go 2-1, they need 4 Big 12 wins. And I don't know off the top of my head when the last time they won 4 Big 12 games was, but it's been a while.
Yeah, and I think they could win 5 games and still go to a bowl game.
Yeah, yeah.
As much as I'm opposed to that, I think if you only win 5 games in a 12-game season, you should not be in a bowl game, especially when most schedules are tilted to get you a couple wins before you even get into the conference.
Mm-hmm.
But they get 5 wins, they could still go to a bowl game. And if they get, say, 5 wins and one of those 5 is against some big team that is considered an upset,
yeah.
I think most fans would be okay with that. But I think going into it, you should think this is the year that Iowa State gets back to a bowl game.
I agree. I think 6-6 is in play, and I think that's what fans should expect. This offense is going to be fun to watch. There are question marks, no
yeah.
doubt. But this is going to be an improved team from last year, and I think Matt Campbell has them going in the right direction.
Yeah, and 3 wins last year and 3 wins before that and 2 wins the year before that.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a big jump here, but I think this program is ready to do it. Time for lookalikes with a local connection. You can send nominations to SoundOff at WHOTV.com. Now, Old Spice is out this week, so the Tiny Ref is judging. Yeah, Ray in Des Moines says SoundOff sub-host Scott Sipker looks like singer Josh Groban, Tiny Ref.
Mm.
Yeah, this is kind of, I'd say, if anything, a compliment to Sipker, wouldn't you?
Definite compliment to Sipker.
Sipker, though, does have the voice of an angel. Dusty from Ankeny says the Iowa National Guard General Major Tim Orr looks like Principal Charity Classic regular Tom Lehman. Tiny Ref. This is a rough week, John. We just got buzzed twice.
That doesn't happen very often.
No, I know.
We need to pick it up, viewers.
Let's get it going. Let's send some nominations in.
What is good news for one person can be bad news for others. And that is certainly the case along the Iowa border this week. It's What's Bugging Andy next. We'll be right back.
Follow us on Twitter at SoundOff13. After the Barnstormers made the playoffs despite losing, Matt writes, "It pains me to say this. Thanks, Nebraska." There. I said it. It had to be
He's
hard.
He's right.
Well, if there's one thing Andy feels passion, it's what?
Uber.
Besides Uber.
The Cardinals.
No, besides the Cardinals.
His wife.
Besides her.
Got it. Kids.
Never mind. It's fireworks.
Guys, I've lived in Iowa for a long time now, but there is no denying that I am a native Missourian. I mean, I say soda, not pop. I cut my pizza into squares. And unless you can show me some proof, I'll probably think you're full of crap. I am a Missourian at heart, and part of that heart is broken right now. Broken because I know that my state has been dealt a crippling blow. This past week, fireworks officially went on sale here in Iowa. The real kind of fireworks, not the snakes and sparklers that you Iowans were forced to pretend to get excited about. But while many of you see that as a really good thing, I feel a twinge of pain knowing what this means for my home state. I mean, no longer will Missouri be a unique destination for black cats and moon travelers. No longer will its temples of corrugated metal and warped 2x4s stand as symbols of Missouri's commitment to freedom. When you see a sign saying fireworks, you won't immediately know you're in Missouri anymore. Now you'll have to look for the ones that say cheap cigarettes. We have so little. This is a devastating development. We had fireworks, so we knew that you would come. Now what can we offer? Frog gigging, rock stores, and grain alcohol. I mean, the real stuff, not the neutered 151 proof stuff that you panty wastes in Iowa and Illinois are stuck with. The fireworks stands on the state line will become Missouri's version of the Southern Plantation, just a remnant of a proud past. Louisiana has Oak Valley, and Missouri has Pyro City. It's a crying shame. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
Pyro City. Happy Father's Day to Andy, too. George Bailey did not make our Who's in Your Five Father's Day Movie Dad's Cut. I love George, but he's just too suicidal. The list is next, plus as time allows, live calls at 515-282-9010. Kevin, Bill, and Rick all up next. Sound Off Nation is on Facebook. Josh writes, "I don't see a problem with LeBron or Durant wanting a championship and joining forces with who they want rather than who won them in a draft lottery. It's far better than some who play purely for maximum amount of money they can get." Who's in your five? Who's in your five favorite movie dads?
Okay.
Number five, I'm going with Old Man Dunphy from Outside Providence. Now, he's not above making his son hitchhike to school, but he loves his kid, and he just does the best he can. At number four, we got Gil Buckman from Parenthood.
Oh.
He's overwhelmed, but John, he'll wear bath mats as chaps to create Cowboy Gil to fill in for the drunk clown at a birthday party. On number three, Furious Styles, Boys in the Hood. Best name of any dad.
Yeah.
And showing his son love and good advice throughout. Number two, Bob Jones from My Life. Now, Bob knows he's dying, so he leaves videos full of fatherly advice for his unborn son. Bring tissues.
I have not seen this one.
You will need them. It's great. It's poignant.
Okay.
You will cry. And number one, Atticus Finch, To Kill a Mockingbird. If there's a unanimous number one movie dad, it's Gregory Peck as Atticus Finch, right?
You said it, so it's got to be true, right?
That's right. Our show. Yeah, if we're wrong, let us know. You know, email us or hit us up on Twitter or Facebook, whatever you want. Bill is in Ames with some thoughts on the Louisville scandal. Bill, go ahead.
Yes, Keith. Keith, on your report about Rick Pitino, he could be doing tailgate parties for the first five games of the season, drinking mint juleps, and they wouldn't miss a beat.
It's five ACC games, but still, it's a light punishment. When you really look at this and consider what's going on, and thank you for the call, Bill. John, dorm room, sex parties, more than a dozen of them, prostitutes, strippers, according to an outside the lines report, several kids, recruits under the age of 18 in sex acts with prostitutes and strippers. All of this happening with an assistant coach, director of basketball operations, allegedly setting it all up, and for years. And Pitino is outraged at this punishment. This punishment was light.
Yeah, and let's be honest. I think Rick Pitino needs to look at this and say, I'm lucky that I'm a pretty good basketball coach and like a legendary basketball coach. If he was just an average coach, he'd be kicked to the curb in like 2 seconds.
The guy already had something go down on top of a table in an Italian restaurant.
How many chances does he get?
And the woman tried to extort him.
He's lucky he can win basketball games and recruit players.
Yeah, maybe
this is why he's getting recruits.
He made a payment. The payment was ultimately used for an abortion after that incident. Yeah, this is all a sordid deal, and it's going to hurt his legacy, and it should. Kevin in Des Moines, back to sports that make us feel better, I hope. Kevin, what do you have for us tonight?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, Kevin, it's you.
Yeah, happy Father's Day to the fathers. Great movie, To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh, yeah.
Tell Andy Fales, true pronunciation is misery, not Missouri.
But he's joking, but he loves to say Missouri. But go ahead, Kevin.
Anyway, golf.
Yeah.
How is golf a sport?
Well, they've been playing a long time.
Yeah, well, they keep score.
We played a lot of pin the tail on the donkey, too, and that's not a sport. Golf is not a sport. I'm sorry.
I think it's a sport.
I think it's a sport. Have you ever tried to play golf?
There's no full contact. There's no running. They stroll to the hole. Look how slow it moves. It's like watching toenails grow.
That's what Koepka said, and he just won it.
You ever seen a football player try to play golf? It's pretty funny.
All right, it's the best thing going in baseball right now. Mr. Freeze, running Braves fans down from behind. Face Off is up next, and then more live calls at 515. This guy celebrates too early. This is premature celebration.
He's got it. He's got it. He's got it.
Oh, no. Here comes Freeze.
Down he goes.
Sound off at WHOTV.com. Props to LeBron for averaging a triple-double in the finals, but the Warriors are just too good. Now the only question is, what superstar will the Cavs add in the offseason to try and dethrone the super team from Golden State? That's Lyle in Huxley.
Fair question. Time to ping-pong some more topics. We call it face-off. Gene Chizik says he gave up coaching to spend more time with his family. Chizik was the defensive coordinator at North Carolina. Not an easy move for coaches to make, but I applaud the Chiz. Family comes first, and coaching is a grind.
I love everything Chizik wrote in his USA Today essay on the importance of fatherhood and perspective. Of course, it's fortunate Chizik can afford to not work. Many fathers don't have that luxury, but we can all prioritize the time we do have.
It's the fight we knew would eventually happen. Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather. MMA fighter versus boxer in a boxing match. This fight will make hundreds of millions of dollars, but is it really worth watching? Mayweather should crush McGregor. It's like telling the best player on your slow-pitch softball team he has to face Clayton Kershaw next week. You intrigued?
Well, McGregor will hype this fight with such confidence, people will start to believe he has a chance. He does not. But I'll still watch and hope McGregor goes off the rails and gives Mayweather the street fight beatdown so many battered women owe him.
It can't be any worse than the Mayweather-Pacquiao pillow fight from a few years ago. Roosevelt baseball star John Swanda was drafted in the fourth round of the MLB draft this week by the Angels. He signed, which means he won't be playing for Nebraska or the rest of the season with Roosevelt. Fourth round, had to go.
Had to go, and Roosevelt has many talented players, so the Riders will be all right. But I can't think of any other time outside injury that a high school team loses its best player midseason. It's a real oddity that we're stuck with since we play summer baseball.
The only state? The racing sensation at Braves games, Mr. Freeze, took his first loss this week. Bound to happen. They give contestants like a 5-second head start. I still love this promo. It's fun.
It's the best. I love it. And Mr. Freeze used to run at Iowa Wesleyan. No wonder he's cold.
Not even sure what that means.
We have cold weather.
Whatever. The Cubs must be really desperate for money. They are selling ivy leaves from the 2016 season that covered the outfield wall for $200 per leaf.
Per leaf.
Per leaf. This seems crazy to me, but I guarantee you they will sell tons of leaves.
Tea leaves, pot leaves, makes no difference to me. I would never pay $200 for any leaves unless you're agreeing to rake them for 10 years.
I am not.
All right, over under then. Dynasties, overrated. Warriors dynasty, haven't won back to back. Have to do that before talking dynasty.
Underrated, Sioux Falls Storm dynasty. 6-time defending champs in the IFL. Are you kidding me?
That is crazy.
Barnstormers tall task next week.
That is going to be tough, but the Barnstormers will be ready. Dixie Wooten will have them ready.
Oh, yeah.
All right, hang on. Tiny Ref showing up. Oh,
oh
I hear him.
Yeah.
Hi, boys.
You all right?
1 minute. 1 minute.
1 minute.
Pulled something there.
All right, yeah. He pulled something, all right. Randy is in Urbandale. Hi, Randy.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. We have 1 minute. Go ahead.
Do you think with Phil Mickelson being out this week, obviously with his daughter graduating,
yeah,
and Tiger Woods pretty much being done, do you think golf is going to pretty much kind of flatline from here?
I think it's definitely hurting it now. There wasn't much buzz for this tournament. Weren't a lot of other viewing options.
Yeah.
But no Tiger, no Phil, first time since 1994.
And drama can pull you into a golf tournament, but there was nothing today. I mean, there was no big name. There was no, like, drama coming down the stretch. It was a runaway for Brooks Koepka.
Chad in Des Moines with a thought on the Tiger Hawk at Kinnick Stadium. Are you for it or against it?
Well, I'm a Hawk fan, so I like the idea. I don't know if it's going to inspire them to perform any better, but yeah. And then just going back to the Louisville thing real quick $5,600 on a credit card for hookers is not that much over a 3-year period. So I'm wondering what that.
Well, yeah. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know if that's a lot or not.
Who knows what shop they're coming from? So.
Yeah, that's going to do it for us. We're back next week, and we hope you are too.
We leave you with the sound off. Send off.
Yeah, this is from Drake Basketball Camp, and it is new Bulldog assistant Ali Farouk Manesh recreating his famous Kansas killer from the NCAA tournament.
Ali!
Ali! Ali! Ali!
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.